Stop finding every excuse in the book to not be great. Stop finding every excuse in the book to not be successful. And when I say that, I mean using excuses as to why you can't do something. Oh, okay, do you want to grow your business? Yeah, but let me wait till I get my business cards. Let me wait till I get my website. Let me wait till I've been running my social media for a couple days. Let me wait until, for what? What are you waiting until? What is doing that going to do? Is it going to make you feel better mentally? Is it going to make you feel better spiritually? I know one thing it's not going to do. It's not going to bring in customers. It's not going to create your growth. If I'm asking you on Monday if you want to create a marketing plan and you're like, oh, okay, let me just wait until I get a website and your website isn't done for 2 months, you've now driven yourself backwards by 2 months of progress. You don't know what could have happened in those 2 months. You could have literally hit your six-figure goal within those 2 months. But because you want to wait for the stars to align, or because you want to wait for perfect timing, or because you want to wait till the tidal wave comes over the ocean and lands on the sand perfectly, now you don't know what's going to happen with your business. Now the opportunity that was in front of you is now behind you. And now you have to create a new opportunity to make up for what you missed. Stop trying to get the stars in line for you to create success for yourself. Oh, I need a website. You're acting like you can't market to people and sell on a hand-to-hand basis. Like you can't go outside to a town center and sell on a hand-to-hand basis. Like you can't write down your customers' names, their telephone numbers, and their email addresses until you get a platform to input them into a system. You act as if you don't have a social media platform that can lead your customers and your clients to you as well, along with getting your website created. You have to be able to multitask. You cannot stand still and wait for success to come to you. You have to run towards success because it's going to leave you whether you're ready or not. You have to be prepared to be better. You have to be prepared to actually take a risk and to actually say, okay, this could work, but if not, I have a plan B. The more that you continue to wait for the stars to align, the more that you continue to wait for perfect timing, the worse it's going to be for you when it comes to being successful and seeing your own success. What are you waiting for? What exactly is your website doing? You think that you're putting your website up and you're going to automatically gain your traffic? That's not how it works. You have to market. You have to market to gain your traffic. What is your business card going to do? It's going to help people get in touch with you. Why don't you take down their contact information? So now the ball is in your court and you reach out to them. For every excuse you have, there's a reason why it shouldn't be an excuse. Stop prolonging what you're doing. Stop trying to give people to run around. If you don't want it, then tell them, no, I'm not interested. Don't say, oh, okay, wait, I gotta wait until next Wednesday because that's when I blink my left eye before my right. No. If you're not interested, tell that person you're not interested so they can move on and find their customer and their client that needs what they're offering. Does it make you feel good to say, well, I have an offer on my table, but I'm not taking it because I want to be able to match all my purples in line? It shouldn't make you feel good to hold off on your success, to hold off on your growth, to push back on what you could be doing. It shouldn't feel good at all. There's no reason why you're not doing everything in your power to be successful. If somebody's willing to help you, you take that help and you use it to your advantage. Don't wait another day. Do not put off another hour, another minute, another second based off of some bullshit that you're making up in your head. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you have going on. What matters is what you're producing and what you're getting and what you're giving. If all you're giving is excuses, that's what the hell you're going to get. You're going to get excuses. You're going to get, oh, I can't purchase now. Oh, wait, I got to wait till I pay my baby's daycare. Because that's what you were giving. You give what you get. You get what you give. If you give a whole bunch of bullshit and run around, that's exactly what you're going to get. And people wonder, why am I not being successful? Why do I not have growth? Because you're not willing to invest into yourself. You're not willing to give yourself the benefit of the doubt that this could be something amazing for me. This could definitely take me from A all the way to Z and more. Believe in yourself and trust the process. Don't try to create your own process of being perfect and everything on perfect timing. Because guess what? Now that that step is done, what's next? You've been waiting 3.5 months for a website. You got your website. Now what's next? You're like, where's my traffic? You haven't marketed for those 3 months. So you're not going to have any traffic coming to your website. You're not going to have any traffic coming to your to your social media if you haven't marketed, if you haven't promoted, if you haven't branded yourself. And again, we know branding is more than just getting business cards on your website and branding colors for your business. It's beyond that. It's who you are as a person. So just stop making excuses. Stop being a woulda, coulda, shoulda person and start doing.